to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here in the space and joining us today. It's so incredible to be in the collective consciousness, in the vibration that all of you bring to this community. This is your community. You know, you've really created this. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here. And the wisdom series is about ancient wisdom. It's about that wisdom that was once known, but is maybe now forgotten, and maybe it's not remembered. But here we are today. Here we are in a place where that wisdom can come forth, come back to us. It can be, we can rise up with that wisdom in our very beings. And the theme for this series is the sacred human answering the call. So let's all step up to be the sacred human that we truly are. And as we begin the show, we call in the ancient ones, we call in all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be here with us all now and support us in this time. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Some of you know her, and it's going to be an exciting show. So Amanda Hopkins is an international expert in identifying deficient energy flow in the body that impairs function and creates disease. She's known for her clairvoyant ability to penetrate deeply into the root cause and immediately identify the main elements causing illness. Amanda has a unique and powerful process of intuitively mapping points in your body systems that are collectively undermining vitality and depleting your body's energetic resources. With her keen intuitive mastery and wizard-like abilities, Amanda has supported hundreds of people with restoring energy flow, so their body can repair itself and recover its high-level vitality. Ultimately, as a certified intuitive strategist, NLP, and Academy Master Teacher, she assists and provides you with the tools to create inner stability for lasting whole-body wellness. Her purpose is to greatly empower you in your relationship with your body, which is really, really critical. So welcome, Amanda. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I always love connecting with this beautiful community and just, you know, the centered, grounded space that you create already. I can already feel that, and I can feel, you know, the presence of everyone here. It's so beautiful, so powerful. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Thank you for being here. Yeah. So let me share with everyone, Amanda, what you're going to be talking about today. So everyone, if you've looked at the webinar page, you know Amanda's going to be talking about reinvigorating life force flow, relieving congestion and impaired circulation in your body and in your aura. So she's really going to be talking about how to restore your inner radiance and replenish your physical body with essential resources for you to thrive. So we'll learn all about that, learn about the congestion, what the effects congestion has on your body, talk about your heart, your lungs. Amanda's going to be taking questions live. If you've had the honor of working with Amanda, you know that she truly is a wizard, a medical intuitive wizard. So star two to raise your hand if you'd like the opportunity to speak to her on the phone or put your question in the webinar box. And I personally would like to see if we can dedicate a large portion of the show to having Amanda take questions and really answering a lot of the questions and doing some readings for the community. So everyone, if you are not sure what to ask Amanda, here's a little prompter for you. What percentage are my heart and lungs desynchronized? What's the primary impact that's having on my body? So basically, what is the percentage your heart and lungs are desynchronized, so out of synchronicity, and what's the primary impact that's having on your body? So how is that affecting your body? Amanda will tell you. So wonderful show plan. So let's get it going, Amanda, shall we?
Absolutely.
Good. Let's get to it. All right. So you're talking about persistent congestion and reduced or diminished circulation. You know, before we get into, if you don't mind, how they affect our body, can you share with us some of the reasons why we might be congested? And why we might have diminished or reduced circulation in our bodies. And are we talking about the energetic body or the physical body or both right now?
Both. And that's one of the things that I think is so important to understand and really come into realizing the significance of. Our bodies really don't operate independent of energy. They are right. Energy in physical form. And so everything that's happening at the energetic level is informing how our physical body is showing up, how it's being expressed, what's occurring within the physical body. On the flip side, everything we put into our body, everything we consume, the products that we use on our skin, the environment that we're exposed to, the emotional stresses we encounter in daily life, all these things are interrelated. And so, you know, I'm going to be kind of bouncing a little bit back and forth and relating that flow of energy through the body to that flow of energy that sits in the energy bodies and that the implications of how that blocks that flow of spirit and soul into the body, and that really that disconnection from your own soul truth plays a major factor in congestion building up in the body. And when we're looking at congestion, it really is the blocking or stifling or clogging up of energy. You know, when we're looking at the heart and lungs, we think of that more in the blood vessels or the airways. But, you know, we also know it shows up in the nasal passages. We know that even when we're going out and going to work, you know, a lot of times we call traffic, built up traffic congestion. You know, it's really that energy that's stuck and stifling and blocking flow. And so the deeper implications are that disconnection from spirit. It's the emotional traumas that have built up over time, and then we've stuffed and trapped and stockpiled emotions in the body without realizing it. You know, there's the experiences of life that have taught us this is how you navigate life. This is how you go through life, and this is what you do in order to succeed or to make it through or to survive. Oftentimes, these different survival means or mechanisms or strategies that we've learned and embodied over time and conditioned as habits don't align with our energetic structure and makeup. So everybody has their own unique flow that's specific for them. And so there might be strategies that you've learned that are beautiful and work amazingly for a lot of people, but that's not your way and that's not your method. That's a way that causes congestion because you're trying to move energy into a space where it's not working. So there's a lot of different energetic components to that. There's also the physical components that occur that create the congestion. But what I found is that so often when we address the energetic piece of it, the physical piece responds. And so I really think it's important to go more into the energetic causes of that physical and energetic congestion versus focusing on the physical, because for many of you, if you've experienced congestion and you know, these are the symptoms that show up with that. You might have tingling in your body, or, you know, the ability to regulate your temperature, your hands and feet get cold and it's hard to keep them warm. You might experience swelling in the body. One of the major symptoms of congestion that decreases circulation in the body is your mental functioning. So memory loss, difficulty concentrating, inability to focus, not able to think clearly, foggy mind. These are all things that are related to built up congestion and reduced circulation in the body. Digestive issues, not being able to effectively move. Food and energy through that digestive tract. So that might show up as abdominal pain, constipation, cramping in the stomach. Low energy is the big one. And that's why we're really talking about reinvigorating that life force energy flow. Because when that congestion comes in, that circulation is not allowed to move through the body. And it really is the blood moving through the vessels of our body that delivers the oxygen to the tissues, that oxygen that's needed to replenish and reinvigorate and rejuvenate the cells. So that low energy is a symptom of reduced circulation. You know, muscle cramps, varicose veins, ulcers in your legs and feet. There's just so many. I mean, we could go on and on about different symptoms, but I think we've covered the major ones here, and you're starting to get a sense of just how important that blocked up flow and that congestion is when it comes to our whole body wellness. Because, you know, it was just in session earlier today and it was coming clear. It's when your body doesn't feel good, it's hard to focus on anything else. And so I know with this community that so many of you have done these deep explorations of spirit and soul, and you're really wanting to bring that forth and forward move more fully. And that's where it's so important to bring our focus to the physical body and what wants to open and what's wanting to awaken in the body so that you can allow those higher energies to come in. Where are those stopping points? Those stopping points are congestion. You know, where have you opened up to energy and it's sitting up above? I see this often. It's sitting up in the higher chakras, but it's not fully come down and anchored into the body yet. What are the awarenesses that you already have that haven't really settled into the body? The reason that these things haven't settled in is because of that congestion. And so that's what we're opening up here today. That's what we're talking about, releasing those spaces of congestion, opening that flow so that all of those rich, beautiful, illuminated energies can really start to settle into the body and reconnect the cells with your soul truth and that innate intelligence that exists within your body that's wanting to come forth for you.
Mm. Yeah, thank you, thank you. You know, what comes to mind when you're speaking now, I can just really feel, you know, when we feel so stagnated, so a sense of stagnation, you know, we talk about the blockages. I can just, you know, if you can picture it, I'm sure you, of course, Amanda, because you are, you're able to see the energy as well. You can see the blockages in people, which is wonderful. But for someone like myself who can't see, you know, I would have to just, you know, feel into that and feel where the blockages are. I don't have that degree of gift. But when you have these blockages, you mentioned that, you know, it's trauma, it's emotions, all these things, it's disconnection from your truth. Have these accumulated over multiple lifetimes, and we just haven't addressed them in other lifetimes, or even in this lifetime? It's basically the accumulation of emotions and stagnation and energies and contracts, right, from multiple lifetimes.
Absolutely. I see this so commonly. You know, I'll be looking at, okay, where, you know, I'll go to the body. This is kind of, I just want to share how I work so you have an understanding, because I think this will help answer the question. When somebody comes to me and they say, wow, you know, I'm having tightness in the chest. We'll just take this as an example. I'll go and I'll look at the chest and I'm going, okay, what are the emotions? What are the energies? Are there any structures that are sitting in there? You know, any tightened energy? We show up as all sorts of different types of things, balls, bindings, hooks, you know, boxes, just all different sorts of things. And so I look and see what's going on there. And then I start to look at the emotion behind that. And then I look, okay, where is this actually coming from? So often the origin point really is in a past life. And I'll see it, you know, as far out as hundreds of past lives ago. But I never see just one point on that timeline. I'll see multiple points light up. And so what's happening is that, you know, it happened way back at that very first point. You know, something happened, a trauma, an experience that caused a response, and that created an emotion in the body. So it might have been stress. Maybe somebody had a fearful experience and now they're holding fear in their chest. That started at that point, that origin point on another timeline. But then I see that happening, repeating in different lifetimes. And it doesn't necessarily happen in every lifetime, but I see it repeating on the timeline up until the point where we're doing the work. And when it comes forward, it's showing me that that's finally ready to be cleared from all those points, every single point on that timeline. Sometimes it starts within generational timelines. So sometimes we're looking at patterns that have come from mom's timeline or dad's timeline and has been passed down through generations. And it's coming up for you, and it's a pattern that's now ready to be shifted and transformed. So this is why a lot of times, and this is such a beautiful question, a lot of times you might be doing the work and clearing the energy from your body, and you're going, man, yeah, I already worked on that. You know, I hear that all the time. I already worked on that. I thought I cleared it. I worked on this a lot, you know, for years now. This is because you've gotten a certain amount of those but it's not been cleared from that very initial point. And that's mm-hmm. where that power is, to clear that. That's when you can really set your whole body free. And so it's really important when we're looking at opening up that flow and clearing that congestion, that we are looking at that accumulation along the timeline and looking to see. Sometimes it shows up in past lives and in the genealogical timeline. And so we're really looking at, where is that showing up? How is that being filtered in? And what have my life experiences in this lifetime been reflecting to show me that this is something that's ready to be transformed?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, what a blessing, what a gift to actually have the ability to have that identified in our being, so we could address it and move beyond it, so transmute it and move beyond it. It's really, really a gift. So if we don't do anything about that, then of course we just continue to accumulate. So are there also other things beyond emotions? Let me ask this question, because this is always asked nowadays with environmental toxins. Do the environmental toxins in their various forms also contribute to congestion and impaired function?
Of course. Yeah. It's so important to detoxify the body physically and to do the best you can. Now, if you're stressing about detoxifying, that's not going to help, because stress is one of the major factors in causing congested flow in the body. And so we want to balance that, but it is really important to make sure that we're drinking pure water, that the food that's being consumed is as pure as you can get it. You know, you're doing the best you can in every moment to really be mindful of what's going in. You know, if you're in an environment where the air quality isn't great, you want to look at, how do I purify the air? What are the physical things that you need to put into place to help support your physical environment, in addition to the energy work that you're doing, because that is going to have an impact, that is going to create congestion. And we certainly must absolutely support the physical body when you're looking at, you know, so many different pollutants, and our awareness is so much sharper now about how our actions affect the environment. So even in terms of how we're recycling, reusing things, all of that mindfulness helps support your physical environment, that then in turn impacts your body, that then in turn allows you to call in more of the heightened light energies.
Because that's what we're here for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. The light, the light, the light, the light, the light. I want to have you talk about heart and lungs as well, because that's a big part of this. You know, when you say heart and lung deficiencies, you know, what might come to my mind would be something like inability or shortness of breath, for example. Or for the heart, it might be something like a murmur. But, you know, I don't have a really good understanding around the heart and lung. I think maybe these two organs are so maybe misunderstood, or maybe we don't know enough about these two organs. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm speaking on behalf of anyone, but you know, share with us the impact of the heart and lung, the deficiencies they have on our being.
Right. You know, the heart, it is probably one of the most studied organs in science and in the medical field. And yet there's still so much that overall we don't know, because there are so many unknown factors. I remember sitting in my physiology class and learning about, you know, the heart does this, this, and this, except in these situations. And then there's like this whole list of exceptions. And so, you know, with our bodies being these complex systems, there's really a lot that's going on at any one time. And when we're looking at heart and lung deficiencies, I mean, this is where the oxygen comes into your body. Mm. And delivered to your body. This is your survival needs. You know, the breath is what animates your body. Without the breath, your body doesn't survive. Your cells don't survive. And so the heart, the blood circulation, is what carries the oxygen through the body. And so when you're looking at deficiencies in the heart and lungs, I mean, that is really your body being robbed of vitality. And so it can be things like a heart murmur. It can be things like your lungs don't inflate to full capacity, so you're only taking in a portion of the oxygen that you can take in. It can be that you feel a tight pressure on the chest or a pressing on the chest where your chest doesn't feel like it can really open. It might feel like your diaphragm doesn't really draw that energy deeply down into your body, so you do the shallow breathing, right? And so these things not only impact physical, but you also have to think about your emotional states are really dependent on the flow of the breath. You cannot be in a calm space with a shallow breath. You're going to be in a little state of agitation or hyperness, right? You're not going to be able to really settle into your body and be in that calm, open space. And so you can actually use that breath to support your mood, support your emotions, support what's happening at the emotional level as well as the physical level. When those emotions start to soften and your body can start to open and relax, well, now your physical body is getting more support. So they're always working in tandem. And, you know, so I've seen these heart and lung deficiencies show up in so many different ways. You know, in the heart, you know, I see heart inhibitors, blocking mechanisms. I see what look like these torrential swirls or pools of energy that are creating chaos and upheaval in the heart. I might see leaky holes and tubes or pressurized spaces that generate stress. And then they cause, you know, like a downstream flooding of energy or pushing energy, like that energy is trying to get through, but then it butts up against that congestion. And so now we have a pressurized situation in different areas of the body. And that can show up as explosive emotions, or that can show up as discomfort in the body, pain, cramping. I see plugs that can block flow in and out of the heart in different ways. And so these different mechanisms that show up in the heart, they create deficient flow through the body energetically as well. And a lot of times they're in place as defenses, as protection, as a way to really keep the hurt out from coming in. But it really blocks that flow of beautiful love that can come in. And, you know, I've seen beautiful ways that we can really work to open and clear those structures that are sitting in the space of the heart. You know, in the lungs, there's a little bit of a different type of constructs that I tend to see. I tend to see those more as like squeezing energies, like a vice, a cage or enmeshment or enclosure that keeps those lungs from fully expanding and receiving the oxygen. A lot of times that's where that weight or pressure sits on the chest. I see that impacting the lungs, or the tightening around the waist, trapping energy in beneath the heart, you know, right beneath the heart before it gets to that navel area. It's like the energy doesn't have anywhere to go. And so when you're looking at these different kinds of constructs and energetic structures sitting in those spaces and blocking that flow, that's creating deficient flow of the love, of the divine light that's coming in. And what's really beautiful is that, you know, I've witnessed ways that we can really call forth energies to just quickly dissolve these enclosures. So we can go into the beliefs, we can look at the emotions, but one of the things that I've come to understand as a beautiful gift that I've been blessed with is an ability to spin symbols into the field, into the body, and really help just magically transform and clear the space. And ooh, it's so brilliant and it's so beautiful.
Well, tell us more about the symbols.
Well, and it's really beautiful. What happens is, for each person, they're unique, you know, and so sometimes I'll see for a group, maybe a symbol will want to come into everybody's adrenals, but for the most part, each person has their own unique need and they're calling forth. And so I'll help bring in a symbol. So, you know, one time recently I was working with a client and she was having digestive issues. And so I was looking at what's really going on, what's triggering these digestive issues. This is actually just this past week. And as I was looking in, she actually was having this trapped, stopped up energy in the heart. It looked like this hardened enclosure that was in place around her heart. And, you know, the intent was to have her heart protected, but I mean, when we were going into looking at the beliefs and the emotions, she really was going into her mind and having a hard time moving out of that space. She was really wanting to understand stuff, and she was getting really caught up in her head. And so what we did is we just brought her to our heart space. And as I was working with her, I was like, let's just really have you settle into the heart, connect in with the heart. And we called in a symbol, and what it was coming in as was this beautiful spiraling, it looked like a prism. And it came in and it centralized around the heart. And as that prism came in around the heart, it started to dissolve all of the energies and the emotions and that accumulation that you were talking about that was sitting around the heart as this hardened enclosure. And as that started dissolving these energies, what was happening is now her mind was able to start to reconnect with the heart. So she was able to receive information from the heart, really actually receive it in the space of the mind and just kind of surrender into that rather than trying to figure out, well, how is this working? And, you know, what is this doing? And what are going to be the implications of this? You know, because sometimes we can go into fear around, if I let this old habit or pattern go that I've been so accustomed to utilizing, oof, what's going to happen? You know, what are going to be the consequences? What do I have to do? So in bringing in this beautiful prism that was spinning, you know, in a beautiful spiral into that heart space, it allowed her to really just relax into the space of her body and let go of that mental need to process and come into greater balance, really creating that coherence between the heart and the mind. And what was so brilliant is as this prism was working in that space of the heart, it started to expand out and expanded out to encompass her lungs and that whole chest space, you know, really working with her thymus gland as well. And so as it was expanding out, it was bringing the heart and the lungs back into sync, synchronizing the heart and lungs. And that's really important. With the heart and lung synchronization, the breath impacts our heart rate. And so, you know, if you're experiencing an erratic heart rate, your heart's beating too fast, beating too slow, or it's all over the place, the breath is the very first place that you really want to start and start working with the breath and doing regular practices with that, because that's going to help bring that synchronization in. And that's what I saw started happening with this symbol. It was just this really beautiful space being held so that her heart and lungs came into that synchronicity. And so what was happening when they were out of sync was that her heart, it was as if her heart was pumping out the blood and pumping out the oxygen before it was fully receiving the oxygen from the lungs. So there was kind of this disconnect. So it was like a choppy kind of, like if you're going out in the boat and the water's really choppy and you're kind of being thrown all over the place, that's kind of what the energy was looking like. As her heart and lungs synchronized, the flow of oxygen was going in. It looked like this beautiful dance of energy as the flow of oxygen went into the heart, and then it went from there and circulated throughout the body. And I mean, it was just so beautiful. And all that just deep cleansing and clearing from that space of being able to call in that symbol and open up that flow of energy. And so that's what we do in this session, is we really bring in, you know, we bring in if the lungs need their own separate symbol, or the heart needs its own symbol. And I know we'll be talking about that in a little bit. We haven't gotten there yet, but that, you know, I have the specific session designed to really look at what's coming in specifically and uniquely to help create that synchronicity in the heart and lungs, and to help open up that flow and really just dissolve and release and let go of all of those things that really, they're just not relevant anymore when you really allow that soul light to come through that space.
Right, right. So these symbols, Amanda, are these, do you work with specific beings, or are you just working with the divine intelligence that's behind the symbol?
It's the divine intelligence, and it's also working with the energy of a person's higher self. So there has to be a receptivity to it. And that's, you know, I always do a lot of prepping and priming so that by the time we get to that point where we're calling that in, that you're ready to receive it. But it really is the divine intelligence of what's wanting to come in. You know, I see it as there's a combination of the universal support. So with universal energy, we're really looking at what helps our body flourish and thrive here on the planet. What's the support it needs? And I see that coming in through the lungs and, you know, as the breath. And so that's a piece of this. That's a part of what helps support the body being ready to receive that. Then we've got the divine intelligence of those symbols. And then we've got your sacred soul expression that's coming forth through the heart. So all these energies combined really inform what wants to come in and what we're going to call in as that sacred symbol.
Mm. Wow. Fascinating. Fascinating. And how that symbol kind of hunts out in a sense, the calcification. I see this as well. You know, the word that comes to my mind is the calcification, and it's so beautiful once that calcification is removed, you know, the sense of freedom. And as you said in the beginning, Amanda, there's such a connection between, in fact, you know, you really intrinsically connected the spiritual and the energetic with the physical. It's really one and the same. And when there's an impairment to one, it impairs the other. You really can't extricate one from the other. It's like an enmeshment in a sense, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to go to readings. I know we promised, well, I kind of promised that we're going to be doing hopefully quite a few readings, because there's a lot of people who are on the phone as well as on the web who'd love to just get your wisdom and your wizard-like clairvoyance to give them some sort of guidance in terms of reading. So everyone, if you're on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand. If you're on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand. If you're on the webinar page, then put your question in along with your name. And let's do things in reverse order today. Let's go to the web. And so we've got Annette from Stockholm. Annette from Stockholm is asking for a reading related to her heart and her lungs.
Okay, so let's just tune in for Annette here. So I'm going to go ahead and read the percentage of desynchronized flow between the heart and lungs. For that, I'm getting 33%. And what I'm seeing is that there's a hesitation energy in the lungs. That hesitation energy is causing kind of a backup that's in that lung space. I even see a little bit of a pulling energy sitting in the bottom of the lungs. And what's happening with that is that hesitation I hear is due to a little bit of fear and anxiety around, okay, if I go ahead and push forward, what's going to happen? So it's projecting out this idea that it may not be what you want. So one of the things you're going to want to look at is, what are those projections that you're placing out in the future that are creating this emotion? And, you know, we talked about points on the timeline and how these show up. So where I see that originating for you actually is past life. I'm seeing six past lives ago. And there's this constant questioning of, should I go ahead and do it? Should I go ahead and do it? And not being sure and in confidence of self. And so releasing that hesitance and that fear and anxiety in the lungs, and then also that sense of not feeling ready, that's creating a stop. It's like I see your body wanting to move forward, and there's a stop energy that's happening, and it's sitting in that front center of the chest. So it's also impacting the heart as well. And so that backup is also creating some frustration and impatience in the heart while it's waiting for that delivery of the flow of the oxygen coming from the lungs. Wow. So you're going to work on clearing those emotions as well.
Beautiful. So clear. So clear. Okay. Let's go to Hermin from South Africa. What percentage are my heart and lungs desynchronized, and what's the primary impact on my body? Hermin from South Africa.
Okay, so 39% desynchronized. And I'm looking at digestion as one of the major areas that's being impacted. You know, I'm seeing what looks like a bulging structure, kind of like this goopy, thick energy that's sitting in the stomach area. And what I'm hearing is that's impacting the livers that support the liver, the organs that support digestion, the liver, the pancreas, the gallbladder, and also the assimilation of nutrients. So it's as if the body's trying to work around that goopy energy that's sitting there. That goopy energy is, I'm hearing it's unprocessed emotions of anger, frustration, sadness, and there's a grief energy as well. So working with clearing out those emotions and energy so you can bring that digestion back online.
Thank you. Okay, staying in South Africa. I'm not showing bias here, by the way. It's just the way. And from Durban, South Africa. Okay, I've been asthmatic my entire life. What percentage is my heart-lung desynchronized and what's the impact on my body? This is Anne.
Okay, so Anne, I'm getting 31% desynchronized. What I'm seeing is the heart looks really small. The energy of the heart looks really smart. It's as if it's kind of closing in, shutting in, like you're keeping it close to you, not wanting to share that out. What I hear is the energy around that is that sense of not wanting to be hurt. Not wanting to put the heart out there and be vulnerable. So wanting to kind of close off, hide out, be, there's a hermit energy that's associated with this. What I see that's doing to the heart, I mean, the heart is this magnificent structure. It's this beautiful pump in the body, and it's got this amazing electrical system that keeps it moving. And that's what pumps that life force energy through our body. It's what pumps the oxygen. It's what keeps us going. It responds when we need extra energy and it kicks into gear. And so it's this beautiful, brilliant structure that's meant to shine and be open and be full. And so there's this inner kind of tug of war that you've got going on because there's part of you that knows that and really wants that. But this fear of being vulnerable, being hurt, being exposed. And what I'm here is part of that fear is related to feeling like I might be a fraud. People might find out that I'm a fraud, that I, you know, that there are things they don't like or whatever that might be. So what I'm hearing from higher self is really just release that sense of worrying or even placing any importance on what others might think and do the deeper clearing. The origin point for this for you, I'm hearing, is 11 past lives ago. That sense of feeling like I have to hide and it's not safe to really be out and open and visible and shining that bright light.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful reading. Okay, so let's go to Karen from NIBE, N-I-B-E. Don't know where that is. What percentage are my heart and lungs desynchronized, and how is this impacting my body?
Okay. So I'm getting 42% desynchronized. Oh, I'm seeing you caught between responsibility and wanting to play and have fun. And it's as if the responsibility keeps winning out. And so there's this upset, there's this frustration, there's sadness that's sitting in the heart. It's like that joyful child doesn't feel like she can come through and really be in the energy of what she wants, that joy, that beauty, that fun, that play. And I see this as actually originating on the maternal timeline as a familial pattern of work responsibility comes first. 9 generations ago is what's showing up as that origin point. And so what's coming forth is really to bring that energy of the play and the fun out into whatever it is you're doing. To do that, you're going to have to unlock and release this underlying pattern. What I see is going to happen when you do that, this is really shutting down the flow, the full flow of blood to the organs, the full flow of oxygen to the organs. It's a combination of your digestion, your excretion, your reproductive organs, a lot of the organs in that lower body. So when you release that pattern of work and responsibility comes first, it's actually going to support your body being healthier. You're going to have more energy and you're actually going to be able to see greater possibilities that make you more efficient because your body is going to be supported. Your mind's going to be more clear. So your mind right now is caught in this fog and it can only see, I have to work. And so as you clear that pattern, that's going to open that whole space up and really serve your body.
Beautiful. Wow. These readings are so, so clear and you're providing so much insight, but also you're providing, you know, that line to, you know, the dotted line to be able to actually take action and do something about it. So thank you so much. Beautiful.
Of course.
Let's do one more from the web and then we'll switch to the phones for a while. Jennifer from, now I'm not going to pronounce this correctly, but Jennifer, you'll know. Wangarai, Jennifer, okay. In New Zealand, right? It's in New Zealand. All right, Jennifer, here's your reading. Okay. Can you please enlighten me and assist me to clear why I am experiencing for 2 years mucus congestion in my nose, sinus, and throat?
Okay, so let's check in and see. I keep hearing not wanting to see. Like there's this fear of really knowing, really truly knowing your truth. Because when you know it, that means you have to live it. And when you live it, that means that there may be people in your life who don't really like that. They don't want you being different. So there's a fear of, if I really open to what I know to be true, I might be all alone. And that settled in the heart space. And so even though it's congestion in the head and the mind, it's blocking that flow to the pineal gland. It's blocking that flow to the heart to really open you up. Because the truth is, when you open up and you really let yourself be in the flow of your truth, you are going to attract people who are just think you're the most amazing being, and they see you for your truth. And there's a relief and a release of pressure in the body where you don't have to live into something that's not true. It takes so much energy to hold those patterns of living into what you think other people want in place. And so all that energy is stockpiling up. It's sitting in the forefront of where the light can come into the pineal gland. It's creating these blinders or filters on the eyes so that you're not really seeing greater possibilities in other expanded spaces that can open up for you. The idea is that this is in there for your protection so that you can be safe in the space, you can be received and be loved by the people who are already in your life. So those are the energies and patterns you want to work with unlocking so you can officially fully clear out that congestion. Because I imagine if you've been dealing with it for 2 years, you've probably done everything physically under the sun that you can think of. So I've seen this very, very often where when somebody's been dealing with an issue in the physical body for some length of time, especially chronic, and the energy is shifted, all of a sudden, the things that they've been doing actually work. So a lot of times people will be tuned into their intuitive hits about what to do, but it's not working because of these deeper patterns that are sitting in the space. And that's what I'm seeing happening for you, Jennifer. So you're going to want to clear those patterns and just, you know, I see you using the breath to clear the pineal gland, to clear the sinuses, to clear the nasal passages. And that's something that we would work with in the session if you were to do that. So if that's something that you want that deeper work with, I would definitely recommend, because we can go in and really go deep into clearing those and seeing what needs to come in to support you doing that.
Right. Get some relief. Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Okay, let's switch to the phones for a little bit. So let's go to Bend, Oregon. Bend, Oregon, and the last four digits of the phone number are 9421.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Amanda and Ian. Hi, this is Jyoti.
Hi, Jyoti. Welcome.
Hi. Okay, I've just been going for walks. I didn't totally write down the question, but how in sync are my heart and my lungs? And also, I've been having issues with my hips.
Okay.
So, thanks.
Yeah. So that we're going to read that measure of desynchronized flow in the heart and lungs for you. I get 32%. And I am seeing what looks like a balance of like more energy is being delivered to the heart space. There's more, but the deficient energy is in that space of the lungs. What it looks like it's doing is it's creating this kind of lopsided energy in the chest space. So the spine is being pulled on. When the spine is being tugged to one side, that filters down into the hips, the knees, the ankles, throws off your entire structural alignment. What I'm hearing is that there's the perception or the thought that the heart needs extra support. Like it's going through a lot and it needs the support. And I just keep hearing the words, I'm going through a lot. And so the energy is being redirected to the heart, but now the lungs are being neglected. And so you're going to want to bring that into balance, because the lungs are going to support the heart and allow you to release that sense of overwhelm that's really sitting in that heart and chest space. That sense of overwhelm, that pattern is going through a lot. I see that as originating on the maternal timeline 5 generations ago. So it's a maternal pattern. It doesn't even look like it's fully yours. It looks like kind of an overlay or projection that's sitting there and running instructions, but it's not like you're deeply connected to it. So, you know, that you're going to want to work with clearing that out so you can really free that up and bring that balance. And that's going to help your structural alignment. That's going to flow energy out to your hips and support your hips coming back into balance.
Oh, that is a wonderful reading. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your work. And yeah, thank you, Ian, too.
Thanks, Jody. Okay, much love. Bye. Jyoti with a T, I think. Okay, so here we have San Jose, California, and it's going to be 8001, or the last 4 digits of that really super nice phone number, 8001, San Jose, California. Hey, San Jose, you with us? Let's try that again.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
There you are.
Now we can. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. This is Snooki. My given name is Joyce, but everybody calls me Snooki.
Okay.
And I'd like to know the percentage. And I'd like to thank you for doing this blessing today.
Oh, thank you for that. So the percentage of desynchronized flow in the heart and lungs for you, 39%. What I'm seeing for you is this energy that's tugging on the back. It's tugging on the back. It's pulling you back. What I'm hearing is in part to keep you out of harm's way, but also to redirect. So what's happening is I see you looking out and seeing all these people that need your help and support. And it's like you're trying to help everybody. So there's a scattered energy and focus that's going on. And so it's like the energy of your heart's going out and all these scattered kind of streamers. And as it's going out in those scattered streamers, it's not really focused and honed in on able to help flow in and really strengthen that flow of energy for you through the whole body to support you, but also to really execute on completion for the things that really are yours. So there's discernment that's needing to come in. There's overwhelm. There's lack of clarity and confusion that needs to be cleared. The origin of that pattern of feeling like I have to help everyone and I have to be aware of all that, the origin of that for you is 18 past lives ago, and it looks like it was passed down through the family line in that lifetime. So you're going to want to break that down, clear that out, and allow yourself to be focused on what's mine to do and what do I need in my body for my own support so I can have more energy to share.
That absolutely sounds true, because, you know, I can look at things, and I can look at hereditary, I could look at traumas, and I'm even in a situation that I have my estranged ex-husband living here, and it's grace because he's barely hanging on. So, yes, it's all true. Thank you so much, and I'll look forward to working with you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Much love to you, sweet life.
Love. Thank you. All right, let's go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, down to the coast. I guess we're on hold. That was beautiful music, though, wasn't it?
It was nice music for hold.
Yeah, should we go back there? No. Okay. So, all right, let's go to Sacramento, California. 2885.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, it's Linda. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Ian.
Hi,
Linda.
I would love a reading. Thank you.
Okay. So the desynchronized flow for your heart and lungs is coming in at 33%. And what I'm seeing in, it's actually in the space between the heart and the lungs. What I'm seeing is this energy of longing and feeling like I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to arrive. I'm never going to quite be in that space where I want to be. that's the energy that's showing up. And so what that does is it can throw up physical issues that are blockers or that are obstacles to realizing the potential that you're wanting to realize. It blocks the flow between the heart and the lungs. So it stifles that flow of oxygen and can deplete your energy in your body. The major emotion associated with that is a combination of sadness and hopelessness, like it's just never going to happen. That pattern for you originates 12 past lives ago. And I see you just really toiling and not reaping any benefits for all the work and effort that you're putting in. So you're going to want to look at how do you release and unlock that sense of not getting the results, you know, being in that hopelessness, being in that sadness, and just really letting all that go, clearing it out, letting it go and open, calling on divine grace to come in and really support you releasing that.
Oh, that's so spot on, Amanda. That is exactly where I am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Many blessings.
Blessings to you, Mr. Amanda, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. This is wonderful. I love it when we can spend this much time with the community and just offer such beautiful gifts to them in these readings. And so we'll do more readings, everyone. So don't go anywhere. So keep your hands up. Star 2 to raise your hand if you joined late and you weren't sure how to raise your hand. Star 2 if you're on the phone or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar box. But let's go to the offer, because this will give people a much better idea of what this program's all about, how they can work with you privately. A lot of people, I can already tell, plus I've got some comments already, are wanting to hear how they can work with you privately. So let me just share with everyone before you get going, Amanda.
Okay.
If you're on the webinar page, click the offer button, the special offer, and that'll take you to Amanda's offer that she's literally prepared specifically for you, for this community. So thank you for that. Let me just share the website. If you're not able to click and you want to follow along visually, it's WOTAshow.com. And of course, WOTA stands for Wisdom of the Ancients. So WOTAshow.com/Amanda, AMANDA. So just Amanda 7. That's the number 7. And everything's lowercase. One more time, WOTAshow.com/Amanda7, excuse me, everything lowercase. And then you'll be presented with a page that says Heart and Lung Revival and Renewal. So please, Amanda, please take us through this program and tell us what it's about.
My pleasure. And so as you can see, I mean, there's so much that goes on between the heart and lungs. There's so much interaction between the respiratory and circulatory systems. And so as we're looking at this flow of how this is going to work, is that we're going to start where you really get clear. You're going to fill out an intake form and you're really going to get clear on what is presenting for me in my body. What are the conditions that are occurring in my body physically? What are the emotions that are associated with that? What are the common patterns that tend to show up in the heart and lungs that impair circulation and block you off from really deeply embodying and receiving those sacred energies that are wanting to flow through those spaces? And you're going to start to get all that kind of purging up and out. You know, as you're bringing that to light, you're going to start to see, oh, these are the dynamics that are there and playing out and creating what's happening within my body and my energy, you know, impacting all areas of life. So you're going to start with that intake form, and I'll have that available so that when we go to session, I look at that. You know, I'm looking at that. I've created a plan of, okay, we want to make sure we're touching on these areas. What needs to be addressed to really open those spaces up and create that flow? You get to let me know what you're really wanting to have as a result of that deeper session work. Then we're going to go into some calls to help prepare your body. I talked about this a little bit earlier, how important it is to get your body ready so that when it comes time for the private session where we're bringing in your symbol, and allowing that to come into your body and linking you up with that. Your body's ready to receive it. We want you to be ready to receive that symbol and really take it in and utilize it. It's interactive with your body and field, so it's really important that we go through this preparation work. And so we have an intention and preparation call. This is where you create the vision for what it is you're wanting to experience and flow and have. So often we have our focus on, oof, these are the things that don't feel good, or, oh, you know, I'm wanting to do this, but it's not working. And these are all the, you know, these are all the things that are getting in the way. We're shifting focus to the vision, stepping into that vision and really claiming that vision so that your body can start to get a sense of, okay, here's what I'm wanting. And here's what's not a match for that. And that allows some of those more subtle layers to start opening and releasing right away. And it starts to bring you in a space of being more open and ready to receive those deeper shifts that are going to open up and create that match for the vision. So it's giving you a roadmap. It's like when you plan a trip, you do have a destination in mind. Most people don't go and just kind of drive wherever. Maybe some people do, but most of the times you have some idea of where it is you're wanting to go, so that you have a path that you're going to take. And so that's what we're doing. We're giving you that destination, that place where you want to go and land. That's what we're doing in the intention and preparation call. Then we're going to go, we're going to have two live intuitive reading calls. So, I mean, you've already gotten an experience of the information that comes through and how powerful it is to get that clarity on what's going on specifically in these different areas of the body. So we're going to do one to help release the primary blockage in the lungs and in the respiratory system. You're going to get your intuitive reading for that. And everybody who signs up and puts their request in gets one. So, you know, it's not, I'm not going to be selecting a few people to get that reading. If you sign up and you want the reading, you'll get the reading. And so we'll do the readings in that call, and then we'll go through a journey together as a group on that call where it's helping you to start to dissolve and release and unlock the energies that have been revealed through that reading for you. And also anything that maybe you resonated with that was coming through for other people. That happens a lot in that group setting. And so you're going to move through that journey and really clear out what surfaced during that time together. Similarly, we're going to be on the call for the circulatory system in the heart, where you're transforming that primary destructive mechanism in the heart. So what is it that's clamping and shutting down that flow from the heart? You're going to get your reading for that. And then again, we're going to go through, you're going to go through that journey and bring that life back into the heart, open that heart flow up, dissolve stagnant energies that maybe have damaged the heart tissues or structures or vessels and have impaired circulation throughout your circulatory system. And so we'll have those two calls before the session. And then there's one more thing that you're going to get before we meet one-on-one for your private session. And you're going to do this in close proximity to the session. It's a dissolving congestion and enhancing circulation guided journey. And this is going to really help cleanse your lungs, purify your heart space, flush your blood vessels. And we're going to take you into what I call the central programming system in the space of the mind. And that's where all your belief systems are set up. And so there's a really beautiful process you'll go through to help rewire and clear out and easily cleanse those beliefs that aren't supporting you and bring you into that greater space of choice of what it is you're wanting to bring in as that new expansiveness in that space of the mind to support your heart and lung function and flow. Then we're going to meet for the private one-on-one session. And this is where we get to have that beautiful, magic, cool experience of spinning your symbol in, bringing that into the space of the chest, allowing that to support your body and being, really directly linking that in so that you have that available. We'll bring that spinning into your heart, your lungs, and allowing that to, you know, as I shared earlier, really dissolve any of the congestion, any of the tightened structures, the impairments in those spaces. And the beautiful thing about those symbols as they come in and what yours specifically is going to do with you, it's going to work with what your body specifically needs, and it's going to work with the innate intelligence and your unique energetic makeup to be expansive for you internally. So it's not like you're receiving this one time in a session and that's it. It is an interactive being and consciousness that's going to be available within your heart space from that point forward. And so you can really be with it and experience that as a supportive energy and consciousness within you going forward. And, you know, as we're doing that private session work, we're also opening up that flow and connecting you in with these beautiful portals in the space of the lungs and heart. There's all these beautiful portals that exist, and we have to be careful because there are supportive portals that can be open in our fields and really bringing in these nourishing and beautiful energies, but there can also be invasive portals. And so, you know, we'll go into what portals are showing up for you, and I'll describe those in the session, and we'll see how the energy is moving in and allow you to expand that and allow that to work in conjunction with the symbol to really amplify that energy in the space and allow you to more fully physically integrate and receive this expansion so that your physical body symptoms can be easily relieved and you can step into that space of being open and having that flow being ample and available for you ongoing. And then to support with that, we have the post-session guided journey, and this journey is designed to help work with you, your body, the lungs, the heart, to continue that, keeping that flow open, keeping it expansive. You know, we had talked about environmental toxins and different factors that are existing outside of us. There can be outside energetic influences too, depending on where we are and what's happening in the world around us. And so this is a great way to do that maintenance. You know, we brush our teeth every day, most of us, or at least consistently, right?
Consistently. Everyone on this in this community brushes at least twice a day, Amanda.
Great. but the, you know, the point being that we have our consistent practices for our physical body to keep it clean, to keep it healthy. In the same way, we want to do that energetically. We want to keep our energetic space clear. We want to keep our body clear. And so this journey is really designed to help support that, to keep those spaces clear, to keep them open. When you practice that maintenance, then you're not putting out the fires, right? You're not running around going, oh my goodness, you know, what else is happening now? You're actually proactive. You're supporting your body before things become an issue. And when they become an issue at the physical level, it does take more dedicated work, attention, and focus to bring that balance back in and to restore that and to create the health and vitality. So having that's a great way to keep in that flow of, you know, proactive prevention and keeping the body systems open, fluid flowing and moving, and keeping that support of the oxygen in the blood really moving amply through the body. So with that, we have a special bonus that is part of this. And this is just really exciting. So we're going to go much more deeply into exploring this idea of the synchrony of your breath and your heartbeat. This is a masterclass. It's going to be a live call. And so I'm going to be going into the dynamics of what creates synchrony and dyssynchrony in the space of the heart and lungs. You know, we'll be going into more detail than we have time to do here today, and really exploring what are the dynamics and what is it that gets in the way of that synchronicity. And how can you not only bring synchronicity to the heart and lungs, but also maintain that, strengthen that? Also, as you bring that synchronicity and that flow and that harmony to the heart and lungs, it's going to have a peripheral effect. So your nervous system is going to be calmed and harmonized, because that energy is going to be harmonized in that space. Your body is going to be getting the resources it needs from the heart and lungs. Vital energy flow to the glands and organs is going to be restored. I mean, that's essential for them to be able to do what they need to do in the body to physically support you, to be open to the heightened energies that want to come in. You know, this is important for boosting your mood, for stabilizing your blood pressure, balancing your immune response, creating that efficiency in digestion. So many ways that your body's supported by the synchronization. So we're going to get you clear on what needs to be addressed and what needs to happen in order for you to be in that consistent checking in on, you know, what's going on with my heart and lungs. Because again, our bodies are constantly adapting and shifting, and we go through different life cycles and things change. And so we want to have a way that we can always be in the dance of that and honoring that and supporting that shift and change. And so part of that masterclass will be going through a journey to help remove any blockages or interferences to the ability to consistently be in that synchronized breath and heartbeat flow. And so through that, you'll also receive an installation of a sacred harmonious symbol that's designed to open your heart and lungs to enhance divine flow and intelligence. So this is another symbol that's going to come in during that process that is going to be downloaded. It's going to be something that's brought in for the group, but you're personally going to receive that. It's going to be linked with your energy. And as you're going through that, I'm going to be working with each person's energy in the group to make sure that that's received, taken in, and anchored in. So it's another layer of support that's coming in through this beautiful process that's going to help with that continual synchronization of the heart and lungs so that the whole body system is being supported. And so that is what's being included here with this session work, this deep heart and lung revival and renewal session work today.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much, Amanda. Thank you, thank you. This is a beautiful, beautiful offer. It really, you know, every time, and you've been on the show a few times, and I think a lot of people listening or certainly a certain percentage have already worked with you. But one thing that's always so evident, and if you haven't worked with everyone, with Amanda, everyone, what's really evident every time is the degree of care and nurturing that you receive. When you work with Amanda, just take a look at this. Maybe you're not in front of your computer right now and you can't see, but when you get a chance, look at this offer. Look at everything that's included in the session. So it's not just the session, which would be wonderful even by itself, but all the pre and post work, all the supporting work that goes into this. I'm always amazed. I never cease to be amazed. I shouldn't be amazed because, you know, I see it every time, but I am. Every time it's like, wow, wow. You know, I'm really touched by the level of care that you put into your programs and your sessions to really nurture everyone who goes through your program and who works with you privately. So thank you so much, Amanda. What a wonderful offer. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. You know, and it's so important. I mean, our bodies are carrying us through this world. And so they really need that extra attention and care. And we don't always take the time to do that in a busy world. You know, sometimes we do, but so often, you know, we're trying to get things done or take care of things that need to be taken care of. And to take the time to work through in this way, what I found is that it not only does it support in the many layers and levels that we've already talked about, but it really does show when you make that dedicated commitment to yourself, it shows you that you are important to yourself. It's that level of self-care that starts to ignite this flow of self-love internally. That says, I'm worth this. I'm worth the effort. I'm worth the dedication and determination to go through each of these steps. And that's magical in and of itself. And what I've seen, you know, I had somebody in session this week and he was blown away. He was telling me, he's like, wow, that was above and beyond anything that I ever imagined it would be. And, you know, it was a similar thing where we had walked through a path and walking through this path of really nurturing the energy, taking care and putting forth these efforts ahead of time to get to that point of the session, we're able to go really deep and allow you to connect in with that sacred energy of you. It's connecting you in with the truth of you. And it's so special. it's so magnificent. And when you start to, you know, I like to share what I'm seeing in the fields because I know not everybody's visual. And so when you start to recognize these beautiful symbols that are coming in to support you, and you start to recognize the energy flow that's opening up internally, having that confirmed for you as more than a feeling in a moment, then it really helps to anchor that in, and it really helps to solidify it. And you recognize that, wow, you know, I have support beyond what I ever imagined, and I'm cared for. I'm this magnificent being who has something to bless the world with. And that in and of itself, when we get to that space where your body gets it, you know, it's not just a mental concept, but your body is receiving that. That's when everything opens up, and it is just the most amazing, magnificent light show. And I've not seen anyone not get there yet. So
yeah.
It's really beautiful. So there's a reason why these pieces are included. And I'm always in the asking of what the community needs, and that's what's delivered.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much again. Let's go back to the phones for a while. Is that okay with you? You got some
That's
more?
Great, yeah.
All right, let's do
Love
it.
You.
Okay, let's go to Fort Lauderdale, and this time it's going to be 1509, last four digits of your phone number. Fort Lauderdale, you're on live with
Hello.
Amanda. Yes, we
Hello.
Can hear you. Hi there.
Awesome. This is Tunde.
Hi, Tunde. Hi there. Welcome, welcome. Good to have you on the show.
I don't know how you heard the music. I was like, oh, I can't believe it.
All right.
Can I have a reading, please? I have lately this phlegm coming up in the mornings and stuff in my eyes. And I was wondering, how is it related to my lungs and heart?
Yeah. So let me get that percentage for you of heart and lung desynchronization. I'm getting is 23%. Okay. What I heard right away when you started talking about phlegm is an energy of suffocation that's sitting in the lungs. There's a sense of feeling like I can't breathe. I'm being pressed in. Are there limitations that you're up against right now that aren't allowing you to move forward?
I feel that I'm sucking to the energy of my friends. I like to be with them. I don't go on my own. Like, it's hard. That's the only thing right now. I moved.
Okay. So that's what I'm seeing, is that there's an energy that's wanting to awaken and enliven within you, but there's that it's being pressed down. And so it feels like a suffocation in the lungs. And so it's that tug and pull of, oh, do I want to go do what they want to do, or do I want to honor myself? Like, you know, it's like, which is more important? But there's a sense of not wanting to lose that connection, but it's creating a suffocation in your body, mm-hmm. because there is this brilliant energy that's wanting to come through. And so what I'm hearing is, carve out time to make sure that you're with yourself. You know, you can do a gradual progression of really looking at, you know, what am I really getting out of that time with my friends versus what am I getting out of my time with myself? But start carving out that time to really be with yourself, and start to ask yourself and be in that space of what's wanting to come through. What's going to prevent you from even taking that action is a sense of sadness and fear of being lonely. That's what's creating the suffocation. And the origin of that for you, I hear, is 12 past lives ago. So you're going to want to do some clearing on that aspect, and really open yourself up to being in the space of, what can I actually receive in honoring my own needs and letting my own energy come out? Because that suffocation is going to really harm your physical body. It's going to create some tightness in your joints. It's going to stifle the flow to your organs, and you don't want that. So right now it doesn't look like it's creating a lot of turmoil, but you don't want to let that go.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Seattle, Washington, and it's going to be 4157. 4157, Seattle, you're on live.
Hi, this is McAllister. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be acquainted with you more as a practitioner, Amanda. I would love if you could just look at me.
Okay. So let's just check in, McAllister, and see. So the percentage of heart and lung desynchronization I'm getting for you is 29%. And what I'm seeing with you, there's an energy that's coming in through the back. It's like as if it's coming up into the back heart space. And it's this penetrating energy. And it's almost this, like if you were to start to go to do something with that you wanted to do, this energy comes in and it's like, whoa, what do you think you're doing? Where do you think you're going? Like, who do you think you are? These are the different phrases that I see running across. It looks like they're running across the screen that come up and go as you start to move forward into what you want to do. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to stop you from doing what you want to do, but it's an energy that's taking from that engagement. So it's like you can't be fully present with what you're doing and when it's something that you really want to do that's exciting and fun and playful. And so there's this heaviness that's pulling on the back. And it's actually creating, it looks like it's impacting the spine a little bit, like a pulling back on that upper spine, but it's also inhibiting that full flow of oxygen into the body. So, you know, that movement of the diaphragm to draw that energy down into the body, it's not allowing that full movement. So what I'm hearing is there's fear of getting in trouble for doing what you want. That's the pattern you want to work with shifting. And I hear the origin on paternal timeline 7 generations ago. So you're going to want to work with shifting that pattern out and clearing that fear of getting in trouble from that space so you can start to unlock and release that energy that's penetrating in.
All right. That's certainly very valuable info and very right on. I feel immovable. I just feel like I can't put a foot forward and go where I want to go in terms of traveling away and leaving where I am. And I have that feeling of being very, very ruched, you know, like bad thoughts coming in and going to a place of anger and so, yes, I'm going to listen to the replay and really spend time with this.
Yeah, and that's something that, again, we can clear that very effectively, fully, completely, because you make a good point there. There are resulting energies that come when these are in place. So you've got the anger and the frustration and the resentment of, I can't go do what I want. So that starts to take another layer that comes in and starts to take hold, and that makes it even harder to move forward. So you see how it starts to build up. These are all the kind of things that, and the reasons why we go through so many different steps to help facilitate really opening up that space of flow in the heart and the lung. So beautiful. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much for the insight and the information.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Blessings to you. Much love.
Thanks.
Bye now. Before we go any further, Amanda, maybe for the benefit of maybe anyone who came a little later as well, I wanted to just revisit these symbols, these spinning symbols, because these have come to you to aid in the movement of energy and the decalcification. Can you explain to us again a little bit more about how these are used? And also, by the way, you mentioned that you use them in the group process, and I just wanted to clarify that you are also invoking these spinning symbols in the private work as well.
Correct. So there's going to be your own personalized symbol that comes in the private session. And so how I see this, they spin in. You know, I use the combination of the divine intelligence of this consciousness that is this symbol. And, you know, we're working in communion with the universal flow of energy that's coming in and really kind of showing me what is it that your body needs for support in order to take this symbol in and receive it fully and completely. And we're working in conjunction with your sacred soul light, what's your unique flow and energetic makeup and design that helps to inform what symbol it is that needs to come in to really open your heart and your lungs to the flow that's wanting to come through. And this symbol, it's, you know, they're beautiful radiant light colors, and they're not always the same. And this isn't something that I spoke to, but sometimes I see it as shimmering light. You know, sometimes I see it as, just these dancing light waves that are accompanying the symbol, or I'll see the symbol changing colors as it's spinning in and coming into the space of the heart. And so it's really beautiful. The distinction is that in the private session, you're getting your own personalized symbol. In the group work, it's going to be a symbol that's coming in. It's going to be the same symbol for everybody that's designed specifically to support heart and lungs. So often with the tissues of the body, I'm shown specific symbols and crystals and light energies and different tools that can come in to support the tissues of the body. And there are so many times that I'm calling and spinning these symbols into the different tissues of the body, and I don't even necessarily speak to it, but I'm doing it as we're doing the deeper session work. And so, you know, that's where I really got the inspiration to say, okay, well, let's bring that forward into the group setting and allow that to come in. And also let's bring that in this session and really explain that symbol coming in for people as a personal consciousness that's really connecting and bridging and opening up that universal flow, the soul flow, really bringing that divine light flow, all of it into coherence within the body so it can anchor and settle into the body and start to work with the consciousness of the cells in the body so that it is fully integrated into your body system as a consciousness that helps you expand and flow this life force through your body.
Thank you. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the prana, life force, chi, it cannot be underestimated how this really can make us feel, you know, even on a physical level when we truly, truly feel alive. That's when our vibrations just get completely raised, when we have this life force flowing through our body. And just think of even, you know, our attitudes and how we treat people, how we treat ourselves when we have this beautiful gift of prana that is just coursing through our body. It's so beautiful. So being able to release the congestion, the stagnation, the calcification, that's just such a beautiful gift. Lovely, lovely. I'm excited about this. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's go to the web. There's so many questions. I just wish I could go to everyone. Let's go to Sanel, S-A-N-E-L-E. And oh my gosh, another city is Lucy Kissy Key. So Sanel, wherever you are, you'll know where you are if you're listening to this, and I completely mispronounced that, but Sanel has the question about the percentage of desynchronization.
Okay, so just checking in. The percentage I'm getting is 23% desynchronized. And I'm actually seeing what looks like a tugging energy on the lungs, almost like a balloon with a string, and it's just the string is being tugged on. And what I'm hearing is that it's like as if you're trying to get your own attention. It's like your attention has been so focused outward on everything outside of self, and your body's going, okay, bring your attention in, bring your attention into me. One of the best ways to bring that attention back focused to self is to first just focus on the breath. You know, I love, Ian, that you're talking about the chi, the prana, the life force. When we bring our attention to the breath, it's a powerful way to really open up and just, you know, we just slowly expand that breath and increase and open it. And from there, then you can start to go in and look, Sanel, at what's wanting to awaken and open within you. But this energy, it's like an energy of feeling like you're neglected. And part of that comes from not tending to your own needs. Okay, so anywhere that you've been placing your attention on things outside of self, whether it's work, other people, whatever that form that's taking for you, it's really time for you to call your energy back into self and open that flow within you. What you'll find is you can actually be a bigger service and offering to the things outside of you when you're taking the time to bring attention to self. The emotion that prevents you from doing that is a combination of shame and guilt. I see that as a familial pattern on the paternal timeline. And It's five generations ago is that origin point. And it's really around this idea of not being selfish and taking care of responsibility and the things outside of you. And so that's where that guilt and that shame is coming from, you know, not wanting to disappoint the family or the mom and dad or the people who think that you should be taking care of them. So work with shifting those energies, and that'll open that flow in the heart and the lungs and allow you to come back to you.
The truth that is you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just feel that. You just you know, when you even speak the words coming back to you or come back to the truth that is you, you can feel automatically the energetic shift. I mean, just speaking the words, you can feel the shift. That's just speaking the words, right?
Yes. And well, and it's funny, Ian, I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, what I'm watching is as I'm talking and doing this reading for one person, I'm watching the group all start to, the energy. The breath starts to settle. Oh, they start to sink more into their body. I'm watching the whole, like, I'm just watching the energy start to pop in. It's really beautiful to witness that. And that's just from bringing that conscious awareness to, okay, let me bring my attention to my breath.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a slightly longer question. This is Suzanne from Canberra in Australia. Hi, Amanda. And this is related to breath, so I'm going to ask this question. Hi, Amanda. I often find myself holding my breath unintentionally when feeling overwhelmed, as if suffocating. I'm also claustrophobic and have an irrational fear of drowning, although I can swim quite well. Can you please tell me where this stems from and how to override this response? Kind regards, Suzanne.
So with the drowning, what I heard right away is a past life near drowning death. So it wasn't an actual death, but near death. Drowning, so a near-death experience with the drowning in a past life. I'm hearing 87 past lives ago. So even though that's not relevant to this lifetime, in the nervous system, there's that energy of anxiety and fear and worry around water. It's programmed in. So the first thing is to release the trauma from that point where that near-death experience occurred in the timeline, and then unlock the nervous system so that it can relax, soften, come back into balance and harmony. And then that way, that part's not going to be there. That's part of the holding the breath. And here's what I offer, and this is actually more for everybody, with the breath piece, is that so often, I mean, it's very common for people to hold their breath. I used to do it a lot when I was thinking and trying to figure something out. Well, that stops the flow of energy to the brain, so that's really not supportive, but it was just something I would do. And so whether it's holding the breath or having an intense emotional response, we can always take a pause. So until you're in the habit of doing that, you can schedule these in. You can schedule, like, on your phone a little reminder every 30 minutes. Check, are you holding your breath, or what's your breath like? Or, you know, just some little reminder or every hour, however often you want to schedule that in, to start to pay attention, because that's going to bring your awareness to that. That right away will help shift that to some degree. But really that nervous system flow is a big part of what's causing that tendency to stop, to constrict and tighten the body. And it's the holding of breath. It's that adrenaline surge. And so working with clearing that pattern and unlocking the nervous system is going to be really important. But I also think that practice of tuning into the breath and recognizing what your habits are, it's really important with the physical body that we're reconditioning. When you go to the gym, you don't go once, lift a bunch of weights and go, yes, done for life, knocked it out, right? You're right. In there consistently. Maybe not every day for weights, you don't have to do it every day, but you're consistently in there, you know, doing the things to help strengthen your body. And whether it's lifting weights or using body resistance, however you do that, but you're in the consistency of that conditioning. And so that's the same kind of level of care and attention that we want to give to our breath. I mean, we are breathing all the time. And so we want to bring our conscious awareness to that process, because we can utilize it to really empower the body, to empower emotional stability in the body, and to awaken that soul flow. The breath is such a powerful conduit for that.
Right, right. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's switch to the phones one more time. But listen, here's some people who wrote in. So Karen, who you gave a reading to. She says, thank you so much for my reading. It was so accurate. And then also Jennifer from Whangarei. Jennifer, you made me say the city again, or the town again. Okay, you can all laugh. Again, she just thanks you. She said it is actually so true. I'm looking forward to clearing these deep embedded beliefs and programs running inside me. So thank you. So beautiful feedback there. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to New Haven, Connecticut. New Haven, Connecticut, you're live on the phone.
Hi, this is Anne. Can you hear me?
Anne. Yep.
Hi. I'd love to know what my percentage is of my heart and lung dysfunction.
Okay.
Or disassociation, one of the, whatever.
Desynchronization. One of those
words,
right?
Right.
Yeah, beautiful. So let's just check in for you. 31% is what I'm seeing. And what I'm seeing is that primary impact for you is actually really going into the space of the mind. And this is a big thing when there's decreased circulation. It's not getting that full flow of oxygen to really support the mind being clear, open, available. What I see is that your mind's kind of caught in this limitation. It's caught in this limitation because it doesn't have that energy flow coming up to really help expand it. What I see is kind of the blocking mechanism to that is sitting in the upper chest, just at the base of the throat, kind of in that space, in the space and just beneath where the collarbones meet. There's what looks like a rock or a lump of energy that's sitting there. And what I hear is a lot of that is repressed self-expression. So that could be repressed emotions that weren't spoken out. It could be repressed ideas. So not feeling like you can share your ideas and your creative flow and insight in a group setting or even to somebody where it will be received. There's a lot of energy that's sitting in that space of the chest. And what I'm hearing is that there's a combination of fear and self-doubt that are the primary emotions holding that in place. So you're going to want to work with clearing that so that that flow can be restored up to the space of the mind and help open the mind, because that's going to open you to greater possibility. But right now, the mind's kind of closed down and stuck in kind of the consistent patterns that you're already running through. So a lot of times when this happens, what we see is that you might change your approach a little bit, but it's still within the confines of this certain restrictive pattern where there's something that might be way outside of that. I mean, you hear the expression, think outside the box, those kind of things. There's a reason for that because it's way outside of anything that you've been doing. And that's what can open up when you clear that lump and allow that flow to be restored between the mind and the heart. Okay.
Thank
okay.
you. That is absolutely right on.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
Much love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda.
Okay.
Thank you, Ian.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for not just coming to the show and sharing, but it's really such a gift that you're providing the community. And personally, I just love it when we can do so many readings, because I know the community is really asking for that. And I really thank you for dedicating so much time to readings. Yeah, it's a special part of the show. I love it. I wish we could do more sometimes, but you've really done a wonderful job and so accurate and so detailed. So thank you so much. I know on behalf of the community and certainly on behalf of those who had the readings, thank you so much, Amanda.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, it's. I feel grateful and I feel blessed that I'm able to bring that information and that insight through. I mean, there is not a day that goes by that I'm not in gratitude to be able to offer this as a service. It's something that I was calling forth a long time ago when I went into the medical field and I saw that there were limitations and that I didn't want to be on the end of things are broken down and now we're trying to fix them. I wanted to really get in there where we could really start to bring magic into the body and open it up and experience it as this beautiful vessel. And so a huge part of that is getting the clarity and bringing that forward. And I know that as we're bringing it forward for each individual, it's also impacting everybody. You know, everybody, I'm sure there's somebody that you resonated with or some piece of something that came through that really touched your heart. And, you know, you felt like, wow, this yeah, you know, I can relate. And that's the beauty of being able to come together. And so, you know, I'm always appreciative too of, you know, Ian, you've created this space where we can meet. And for everyone who's asked your question, you've been bold and courageous and you've stepped out there and said, you know, I really want to know, and I want to create that opening and space so that we can all learn and grow together. And so it's such a beautiful way to come together in community and serve and support the growth. And, you know, when we come together, we really amplify the capacity of what's able to come through. And so for me, it's an honor to be able to do the readings. It's a pleasure. And I thank you for creating the space where I could do that and be that offering here today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a joy to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to also bring to everyone's attention again the private session and the offer that Amanda has. No matter what time you joined, if you didn't get to take a look at this, you know, take a look at this, because the chi, the prana, the life force, I mean, just the words life force, chi, prana, that's what flows through our body. I mean, that is truly the divine intelligence in our body. And we've done things to ourselves. We've had things done to us, our emotions, all sorts of things over multiple lifetimes that are blocking that beautiful, beautiful prana from flowing to the degree to which it should and it can. So Amanda can help you and help all of us with her beautiful program and her private sessions, spinning those symbols to decalcify, to remove stagnation, and have us all feel a little bit better. So take a look at that. Amanda, is there anything that I forgot to ask you, should have asked you, you wish I asked you, that you feel should be shared with the group as we start to wind this down?
Well, you know, just really in tuning in, as you can hear from the readings we did, when we're working with the body, there are so many layers. There are so many energies. There are so many factors in play. And I'm only even seeing a snippet. Always when we go into session, there's so much more beneath that that's ready to be shifted, healed, cleared, released, and so that you can really open up to that greater flow. And, you know, I just want to encourage, if you're feeling like, you know, I've been working through so much of this for so long, I'm ready to just really clear a lot quickly. You know, that's one of the things. I'm really efficient with the time that we spend together. So we're going to move, we're going to shift, we're going to clear a lot of deep-seated patterns. And so if you're in that place where you're like, you know what, I just want to get it taken care of. I just want to get it handled. I want to move on. I want to open to that sacred flow internally. Then really just, you know, make that commitment to go deeper. Make that commitment to yourself. When you're working with the energies of the heart, it's really empowering to have somebody who can hold a strong space for you to work through and clear those patterns, because there is a lot of wounding and there is a lot of accumulation and hurt and things that are settled in that space. And so it's important to really dissolve the layers and work through that in a supportive space. And so that's what we're really offering. And it's, you know, it's me as a conduit to support you. It's the divine intelligence that's coming in to support us during the deep one-on-one session work. And, you know, as we bring those symbols in, one of the things that I had mentioned that we're going to be sharing is how you open up that heart to be the magical portal that it is. And it's really by calling in that symbol, by allowing me to spin that symbol in and you opening to receive it. And we're installing and linking that in and allowing that to work and serve you so that you can bring ease to the process and bring that divine grace in and really open up the magic of that heart so that that's flowing consistently and expanding continuously within you so that you're open and available to more and more and more of that sacred flow in time. And so, you know, I'm really excited. I can't wait to work with those of you who are feeling that call to step forward and go deeper. I mean, this is such a precious precious work. I absolutely love these sessions. They're the ones that take the longest for me because of the nature of the depth at which we're moving into the heart and the lungs and really opening them up. And so I like to take the time that it takes to make sure that we are really going deep and doing what needs to be done. And, you know, for me, the heart, the circulation, it's always been something that has drawn my attention. I mean, I remember as a child loving anything that was heart-shaped. And so I've always felt that calling to work deeply with the heart. And so this one is just, it's really special and it's really precious. And, you know, so I look forward to those of you who want to step forward and do that. And I also just want to share my appreciation once again for all of you sharing the space here today and being in the presence. And I just see your hearts lighting up at the possibilities that are coming forth. And so thank you so much. Thank you, Ian, for your precious heart light and sharing and creating this space for us. And just sending my love out to everyone here.
Thank you so much. And in the field of love, we'll wrap this up. Thank you so much, Shining Lights, for being here. Beautiful wisdom community, every one of you. Appreciate all of you. Appreciate you shining your lights and making a difference in your own lives and in the lives of others. I can see people's faces light up when you smile at them. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for being here, bringing us all together and helping us and supporting us on our journey to our true selves. Much love to every one of you. Namaste. Bye now.